When Dan told me that he was going to leave the White House so he could spend more time with his three young children and his wife, I never thought I'd be able to find somebody that could possibly do as good a job as he's done. I'm fortunate that Ed Gillespie has agreed to join the administration. He is a seasoned hand. He's got excellent judgment. He's a good strategic thinker I know will do a fine job. We're going to miss Dan. He's been a friend of mine for, since 1993. But I fully understand why, a young dad needs to be with his family, and I admire the fact that he is such an important priority. And I also thank you for your service, Brandon. I also thank Ed for agreeing to come over here to the White House. We've got a lot to do. We've got to continue laying the foundation for peace. We've got an immigration bill that will help enforce our borders. We've got an energy bill that we need to get out that will make us less dependent on foreign oil. And we've got to remind the Congress that they need to be fiscally wise with the people's money, that we can balance this budget of ours without raising taxes. And so, Ed, I'm looking forward to working with you. I thank you for your service. And, Bartlett, good luck to you, brother. Thank you.